Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, June 11th, 2026. We'll start with a story titled, Trying to Recover. Rare rain events have wreaked havoc on roads and farms. And there's a couple of pictures that says night and day difference at South Fork Homestead, where their waters raged through the gates Tuesday night. They were gone by Wednesday morning. So the gates are completely lost, gone there. So this is written by Christy Jankowski. Recent heavy rainfall has been likened to a 200-year storm and a 500-year storm, wreaking havoc on roads, farms, and local businesses. Across Illinois and Indiana, the rare weather event dumped over 6 inches of rainfall in less than 3 hours, leading to many road closures and disruptions. Multiple roads in Indiana are impassable. The Middle Fork Vermilion River is closed due to hazardous conditions, and more severe weather is on the way. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources said, effective 9 a.m. on Wednesday, the Middle Fork Vermilion River from the Illinois and Indiana state line to the village of Oakwood is closed for recreation. IDNR has determined that current conditions on the Middle Fork River present a significant significant hazard to public safety. Swift currents, floating debris, submerged structures, and elevated water levels have created dangerous navigation conditions for recreational boaters. These conditions are also substantial risks to emergency personnel who may be called upon to conduct water rescue operations. This order will run until the agency deems it safe for the recreation, but for not more than 90 days unless required by law. This means the area is restricted to boating for all vessels. The public is urged to stay off of the river during the period and to respect all posted restrictions, according to IDNR. Multiple rescues have been already made in both states since the deluge of rain began on Saturday night. The county market in Danville closed on June 9th due to damage from the extreme rainfall, causing the need for repairs, according to the store's social media. During this time, we invite you to continue shopping with us at our Tilton County Market location, where many of our Danville associates will be ready to serve you, the company shared. We are working quickly to restore the Danville store and will reopen as soon as possible. We appreciate your patience and continued support during this time. In Indiana, not only some roads impassable, but the Wabash River is also causing flooding issues. The National Weather Service in Indianapolis is currently under a flood warning near the Wabash River at the Hudsonville Legacy Power Plant site for the Wabash River at Terre Haute and the Wabash River at Riverton. Heavy rainfall of upwards of 6 inches since Saturday night in the Wabash Basin is bringing minor flooding to portions of the Wabash River, the NWS shared in its weather report on Wednesday, and stated there would be an update later. The NWS shared in its weather report on Wednesday and stated there would be an update later. Lowland minor flooding is expected from Montezuma through Riverton. The Wabash is expected to crest at Montezuma on Friday afternoon. Downstream at Riverton, minor flooding is expected to continue well into the week. The South Fork Homestead, a 150-year-old farm in Paris, was hit hard by flooding. Owners say on their social media page that the water is about 200 yards wide near the creek, with 4 to 5 feet of water over the top of their road, extending into their general store and a house. Co-owner Michael Wilson said a stream swelled next to the farm after it rained Tuesday night at first to around 100 feet wide at 10 p.m., which is not unusual for a couple of inches of rain, but by 11:30 Tuesday night, it got as wide as about 3 football fields, Wilson said. It came in really fast, all the wooded area, all the pasture area, and it approached all the way our entire parking lot, which is 16 acres, was completely underwater, and approached all the way to our general store. If it hadn't been any further, it would have been entered all the commercial buildings. He described the flooded stream like a raging river, and said the sounds were like Niagara Falls that evening as he tried to help his livestock during the rising tides. We were landlocked completely for the entire evening, and when the water does that, it rages. The sound of it is unbelievable. It really rages, Wilson said. Many roads are completely impassable, as reported on Tuesday, and are subject to change with the incoming severe weather. Multiple officials have reiterated the turn around, don't drown slogan in an effort to get drivers to be aware of how deceptive water can be when driving. With more severe weather on the way for the area, experts say to pay attention to any barricades, weather reports, and road closures. You can follow any Illinois road updates by getting aroundillinois.com and the Indiana by going to www.in.gov/ndot/travel-conditions. And then there's another picture of Ghost Hollow Road in Hillsboro, Indiana, was washed away following a torrential downpour on Saturday night. Got a lot of rain. Next story is titled Search Continues for Emus, and this again is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. More emus have returned home safely thanks to Vermilion County Animal Control deputies and community members. Officer Brenda Carter helped facilitate the capture and return of a couple of emus. Just glad they got out of the flood, Carter says. But they sure are fast, maxing out at 50 miles an hour, so it's hard to keep up on foot. Carter said the entire capture took at least 2 hours. I can't imagine what the owners are going through, Carter added. There is a Facebook page titled Lady Emu, which is showing updates on the emus returning home. On Wednesday, the public page posted several photographs showing what it takes to capture the elusive, extremely fast birds. It is definitely a team effort to help secure my friends, the Lady Emu shared. There are at least 5 people shown corralling the bird and safely loading it into a trailer to take it home. Around 6 to 8 birds escaped during the flooding sometime between Sunday night and early Sunday morning. Many community members spotted the birds Sunday morning walking nonchalantly throughout Danville. At this time, it is unknown how many birds have been captured. According to Carter, 4 birds have been returned home safely. Officials caution against trying to corral an emu on your own. While the birds may seem unfazed and unbothered, their talons are quite strong, and their kicks are said to be as those of a horse. Avoid them, and do not make any overly sudden moves or approach them, said Vermilion County Animal Control Officer Josh Ellis. If you see one, officials encourage you to call the Vermilion County Animal Control at 217-431-2660 or call 911 to report a sighting. Individuals can also post a photo of it on the Danville Scanner unrated page on Facebook, which the emu owners are following closely. And there's a picture of Vermilion County Animal Control Officer Brenda Carter shared an image of an emu she helped corral after several escaped from their enclosure over the weekend because of flooding. It's pretty interesting. Next story is titled Homeless Grant Approved for Danville Rescue. Again, written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. And there's a picture of Michael Ewing in here. Unhoused men in the Danville area will soon have another place to shelter. The Public Works Committee unanimously approved a contract with Country Carpentry Lipa of Indiana to renovate the structure at 213 North Bowman for the Danville Rescue. Both Catherine and Michael Ewing spoke to the committee before the item came to the vote. Going forward, we have a commitment to the city of Danville to maintain a level of excellency that we've started. We're not going to fall off just because we got a new building, said Michael Ewing, president of the Danville Rescue. We took care of a raggedy building, so we're going to maintain this new building just like we did the old building. We're going to make sure that the guys do their chores, and it's going to be just as clean or cleaner because it's easier to keep a new place clean. This is a community thing, you know. We appreciate the city getting involved, but we also want the community to get involved. If the doors shut, where does that leave the homeless people? Catherine Ewing said. Logan Kronk, community development administrator, says there were two bids for the work of rehabbing the entire house. He emphasized the bid chosen with Country Carpentry is semi-local, located in the Westville. They actually are one of our few registered contractors that do rehabilitation work for the City of Danville grant programs, so we're very familiar with their work, and they've been doing it since I've been here, Kronk said. He says that while the original bid came out at $302,000 for the scope of the work, higher than grant budget, Country Carpentry scaled down the cost. Kronk said some luxury items were removed from the project. We are able to scrape off enough to get it down to $242,000 with the change order. So you can see that in your packet, there's quite a substantial amount. The upcharge came in part because the house need two air handlers in the house to keep it cool. Kronk added, there was no termite radon or termination needed, which saved some money. Catherine Ewing thanked the Public Works Committee. This is big to us, and we appreciate, you know, the city helping us and keeping their word, even though we have been struggling, she said. There's just one obituary today. Maddie Penny Jean Larson Orr passed away peacefully in her sleep on June 2nd at 84 years old, originally from Danville. A service celebrating Penny's life will be held on June 11th at 10 a.m. at Phoenix Memorial Park at 200 West Beardsley Road in Phoenix, Arizona. In lieu of flowers, donations in Penny's memory may be made to her favorite charities, the American Cancer Society, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, or Disabled American Veterans. Next story is written by a staff reporter in Westville, titled Conservation District Hosts Tower at Twilight Hike. The Vermilion County Conservation District is holding a Tower at Twilight Hike from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 27th, at the Forest Glen Preserve at 20301 East 900 North Road in Westville. According to a release from the VCCD, if the weather cooperates and the sky is clear, there should be a stunning view of the waxing gibbous, approximately 945 illuminated strawberry moon. The hike will depart the observation tower parking lot at 8:30 p.m., taking a short hike on a gravel path to the 72-foot tall observation tower. The group will take its time climbing the 99 steps to the top of the tower. Sun sets around 9 p.m., so the group will get to admire a bird's eye view over almost all of the trees in the area. As part of the program, the group will attempt to spot the brightest stars and learn about the origins of a few constellations as the sky darkens until 9:30 p.m. This park closes at 10 p.m. Participants in the hike are asked to meet in the tower parking lot east of Pine Knoll Pavilion. Direction signs will be posted. They should be prepared to climb 99 stairs to the top of the observation tower. The hike is for those 10 and under. Anyone under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Pre-registration is required, and the cost is $5 per person. To register, go to the website Moon Tower 2026 Evenbrite, Brite.com. Space is limited. The rain date will be Monday, June 29th. For more information, contact Rachel Anderson at randerson@vccd.org or call 217-442-1691. And another staff reporter in Quaker, Indiana, is titled Flagging Operations to Impact SR-71. The Indiana Department of Transportation announces flagging operations that will impact State Road 71 north of Dana, Indiana. According to the release, beginning on or after Monday, June 22nd, NDOT contractors will begin flagging SR-71 over Jonathan Creek. The purpose of construction is to allow crews to waterproof the bridge in the area. Work is anticipated to last through August, but is weather dependent and subject to change. NDOT encourages drivers to use extra caution when traveling in and around work zones. Motorists in West Central Indiana can monitor road closures, road conditions, and traffic alerts anytime via Facebook at facebook.com/NDOTWestCentral and on X, formerly Twitter, at NDOT_W Central and at trafficwise511.org or the mobile app at iTunes, Apple Store, and the Google Play Store for Androids. Next one's titled Accessibility Repairs Begin at Public Works Facility, again by a staff reporter in Danville. The City of Danville announced on Tuesday that construction activities will be taking place at the Public Works Facility at 1155 East Voorhees Street. According to a release from the city, crews will make complete sidewalk repairs and install new Americans with Disabilities, known as ADA Accessibility Improvement. The work will begin Thursday, June 11th, with completion anticipated by the end of the day on Friday, June 12th, weather permitting. During the project, visitors entering the public works facility are asked to exercise caution while navigating around the construction area, according to the release. Temporary disruptions to normal building access may occur as these important improvements are completed. Residents who require assistance and are unable to safely access the building are encouraged to call ahead. City staff will gladly provide assistance in the parking lot as needed. The number for Public Works is 217-431-2288, and the number for Community Development is 217-431-2321. The City of Danville appreciates the public's patience and cooperation during the project. These improvements are being made to enhance accessibility safely and convenience for all residents and visitors. For more information, contact Public Works at 217-431-2288. Another staff reporter from Rossville. Mann's Chapel hosts a Gospel Sing event. The Vermilion County Museum Society, in conjunction with Vermilion County's 200th celebration, will host a Gospel Sing from 1:30 to 4 p.m. Sunday, June 14th at the historic Mann's Chapel. According to a release, guests will be celebrating 200 years of Vermilion County's Christian heritage. The chapel will be open throughout the day for tours and light refreshments will be served. A large tent is being erected adjacent to the chapel. From 2 to 3:30, a special music program will be presented, scheduled to perform our Kimberly Joe Montgomery from Danville, followed by Audience Gospel Sing Along under the direction of Chrissy Rigsby, local musical performer, and finishing with Marvin Lee, well-known area gospel performer. For more comfortable seating, guests are encouraged to bring along your lawn chair. Representatives from area churches are invited to attend to recognize their church and the year it was established in the county. Photographs and memorabilia about the chapel will be on display. If couples were married in the chapel and they would like to share their wedding photograph to be on the display with their name and marriage date, they can be sent to the museum at Vermilion County at att.net or texted to 447-276-7119. For information, contact the Vermilion County Museum at 217-442-2922, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m. Mann's Chapel, the oldest serving church structure in Vermilion County, was dedicated in September of 1857. Samuel Elliott, a Methodist circuit preacher, conducted the first services. The English-style church was built for $3,000 with, that's not much at all, huh? With funds pledged by the congregation. Samuel and Elizabeth Gilbert donated land in 1855. The chapel was named for Abraham Mann, a native of England, who donated the bricks he had fired to use for his new house for the chapel's construction. By 1926, the congregation had dwindled to such small numbers that it came financially impossible to support and maintain the building. In 1956, the Mann's Chapel Restoration Committee was formed in Rossville to restore the chapel. Through the efforts of this committee, the chapel was beautifully restored. In 1968, the chapel was donated to the Vermilion County Museum Society. The chapel is available for weddings, special church events, or other appropriate ceremonies by calling the museum at 217-442-2922. And there's a picture of Mann's Chapel located at 15205 Mann's Chapel Road in Rossville is hosting a gospel singing event this Sunday to celebrate 200 years of Christian heritage in Vermilion County. Next story is from Westville staff reporter Romer Skirchen, I hope I pronounced that right. Romer Skirchen celebrates 103rd birthday in Westville. Early in our lives, birthdays are very special days. As we grow older, they become just another day of the year. So then it came back full circle, and a birthday is like a sacred holiday. Danville's Christian Walter Romer Skirchen had one of those days on Saturday. Family and friends gathered at Dave's Double Barrel Barbecue in Westville to celebrate his 103rd birthday. Romer Skirchen was born in Pocahontas in 1923. He was a World War II veteran serving in the United States Air Force from 1943 to 1946 at both Morris Field and Moody Air Force Base working on B-25 Mitchell bombers. After the war, he moved to Danville and started work at the General Electric factory. He met his wife of 73 years, Doris, and they raised three children, Donald, Brenda, and Connie. And there's a couple pictures of Christian Walter Romer Skirchen blows out the candles on his birthday cake with a little help from his great-grandson, River Reeds, while during Saturday's celebration at Dave's Double Barrel Barbecue in Westville. And then there's a picture of him in his uniform from the service. Pretty neat. Okay, we'll run through some local briefs. Food Mobile stops in Vermilion County. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank announces the Food Mobile will be distributing food to local families facing food insecurity in Vermilion County this month. On Tuesday, June 23rd, the Food Mobile will make stops in Rossville and Ridge Farm. The distribution is part of the Food Bank's Food Mobile program, a system of mobile food pantries designed to help bring nutritious food to rural or underserved areas. The first stop on June 23rd will be at Chrisman Park in Rossville from 9:30 to 10:30, followed by a stop in Ward Park in Ridge Farm from 11:30 to 1:30. For a full schedule, Food Mobile facts and questions and more, visit www.eifoodbank.org/help/mobile-unit. Danville Library host Mrs. Kate. Recording artist Mrs. Kate Carpenter will be performing her original folk songs at 10 a.m. on Thursday, June 25th at the Danville Public Library at 219 North Vermilion Street in Danville. All ages are welcome and admission is free. For more information, contact Brooke Trucelli at the library at 217-477-5220 extension 111 or visit Kate's website at www.mrskate.com. VCCD holds workshop in Dragonflies in Danville. Kennicott County Park, located at 22296 Henning Road in Danville, is hosting an Illinois Department of Natural Resources Entice workshop, Illinois Dragonflies from 9 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, June 26. Rusty Snaketail, Prince Baskettail, and Eastern Amberwing all have one thing in common, being an Illinois dragonfly. take part in field work and lab studies as we discuss the identification, life history, and behaviors of these fascinating invertebrates, both as aquatic nymphs and as adults. This workshop is for grades 6 to 10, but can be adapted for other grades. Pre-registration is required. The cost is $11 per person, and individuals can sign up online at www.enticeworkshops.com. Experience Entice classroom resources, materials, and books will be provided to the participants. The workshop is offered through the Entice, known as Environmental and Nature Training Institute for Conservation Education, for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, known as IDNR. And Entice classes are professional development workshops for educators, both formal and non-formal, sponsored by the IDNR. Pre-service teachers welcome. Supplemental classroom resources will be provided. Professional development hours are available. Illinois Extension and OSF offer diabetes support. Illinois Extension and the OSF Healthcare have joined together for a monthly diabetes support group designed for individuals living with diabetes and their caregivers. These sessions will be held on the second Tuesday of every month from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Danville Public Library at 319 North Vermilion Street in Danville. The next session is set for July 7th, and the final session will be December 8th. Each session will include a short educational component and open discussion where participants may share their experiences, discuss their successes and challenges, and learn from one another. Topics are not present and will be guided on participant interests and needs. Participants will receive a Smarts meal for kit from OSF. To learn more or to register, visit go.illinois.edu/diabetesdpl. If you need reasonable accommodations to participate or would like to register over the phone, contact Rachel Mannon at rmannon@illinois.edu or 217-333-7672. Now some community briefs. Automobile Club meets June 11th. The Ileana Antique Automobile Club will meet at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, June 11th at Ridgeview Baptist Church at 3838 North Vermilion Street. We will be finalizing plans for the Arts in the Park car show on June 27th. HBL hosts Book Challenge. The Hoopston Public Library at 110 North 4th Street in Hoopston is hosting a youth and adult summer reading challenge beginning Monday, June 1st. Individuals can pick up a reading journal from June 1st to July 31st to track the books that they have read. For every book read, spin the Wheel of Fortune and win a prize. Read 5 books and win a free book. Read 10 books and win a Hoopston Public Library tumbler. Read 20 books and get your name entered into a drawing to win one of the 3 bookish prize baskets. For more information, contact the Hoopston Public Library at 217-283-6711. Lions Club hears about county history. Doug Lee, co-chair of the Vermilion County 200th Celebration, will speak to the Danville Lions Club at noon on Thursday, June 11th. The Lions Club meets at Spanky's Banquet Hall at 409 East Main Street in Danville. Westville Library events for June. Westville Library at 233 South State Street in Westville has some special projects in June. Saturday, June 13th will be an open house from 9:30 to 1:30. Refreshments will be served after the Freedom Celebration bus tour around 1 p.m. Finally, it will catch the Reading Wave summer reading program during the week of June 22nd to the 26th. Kindergartners through second grade will be at 10 a.m., while 3rd through 6th will be at 2 p.m. For more information on any event or to register your child for the reading program, call 217-267-3170. And class of 57 meets for lunch. The Danville High School class of 57 will meet for lunch at 11:30 a.m. On Monday, June 15th at Jocko's at 305 West William Street in Danville. The next luncheon is set for September 21st at Jocko's. So that'll be it for today, Thursday, June 11th. Looks like it's going to be a rainy weekend. Got a lot of rain out there, so just be careful driving out there. Hope you all have a good week and see you again next week. Take care. Bye.